The annual German Festival at Rock City will offer new performances every weekend in October for Rocktoberfest. Celebrating German culture goes back to the roots of Rock City.
We have this great German culture, this German heritage from our founder, Frieder Udermullen Carter. She was the founding gardener for Rock City Gardens, and so she brought in the fairy tale characters from Fairyland Caverns. So she has this great legacy, and so we wanted to bring some of that German culture back. So we started that. This is our sixth year. Can't believe it's our sixth year already.
Rock City recreates a small German village for the festival.
We have everything from German food to German merchandise and people dressed up in German outfits and a Budenstrasse, which is the avenue of the booths where we have different vendors come in. And, you know, just from when you first walk into the park, everything looks kind of authentic.
Quite a lot of bands and musicians coming in.
We do.
Each weekend you have different performers bringing their own little brand of oompa to the German festival.
Yes, actually, yeah, this weekend being the opening weekend, we have the Wurst Brats, which they've been with us every year. We've got the Oompusters, which are a new group this year from Nashville, so we're excited about them. And then we've got some other people returning, like the Alpine Mountain Band. You can go to crockcity.com/Rocktoberfest and get that full lineup of all the bands. And there's different ones every single weekend.
Some of the merchandise is collectible. I know some of the steins, yes, and such are always popular and sell out rather quickly.
Yes, they do. The steins in particular, we have sold out every year. So I think it would be great for people to come the first couple weekends, get that, bring it back and get it refilled, but you can also get an annual pass even the first time that you come, and then you can come back to all of our events for free, which is great. It's less than the cost of two admissions, so that's the way to go, I think.
Now, in addition to a great festival atmosphere and the German festival and all the good German food, nice adult beverages with foam, all sorts of fun like that, you also have a very important cause that is the center of attention for part of this festival.
Yes, we do. And we love partnering with this particular group of women. We have the Mary Ellen Locher Foundation and the Scenic City Survivors. A couple of years ago, we created a pink birdhouse, and we call it our Survivor Birdhouse. A portion of the proceeds for that goes to these two organizations, and we do that during the month of October to support breast cancer awareness. And these two groups, they're just amazing, inspirational groups of people. And they're with us every weekend during Rocktoberfest. They have a booth so you can talk to them, but also buy Pink Birdhouse. It's just a neat takeaway to, but also supports them. And this year, we've actually got some new products, some new merchandise, because this has been a really popular thing. Last year, we sold out of our birdhouses probably within the third week or so of October. And so this year, we have more in stock, but we'd still encourage people to get those first, just immediately, just in case. But we've got little pink birdhouse ornaments, and we've got pins, we've got lapel pins, and then mugs. All of those products, too, we'll take a portion of those and give it to these great organizations.
When does Rocktoberfest begin, and how long will it be going on?
Okay, it's all month in October on the weekends. Starts Saturday, October the 1st, goes through the last Sunday. So it's Saturdays and Sundays in October. So we've got 5 weekends this year, so we're excited about that.
Over the years, I've enjoyed going to the festival, and one of the things I like is it's rain or shine, it doesn't matter. And sometimes those foggy days with the festivals at Rock City, mm-hmm, are just more fun than you can imagine.
They are, yeah. It doesn't have to be sunshine and all that. I mean, yeah, it's definitely rain or shine. Even if it rains, they'll give you a poncho. People still enjoy it. You can gather in the pavilion even. That's where a lot of the fun activities are taking place anyway. Just come on, no matter what the weather, and you'll have a good time. We always have activities for kids. We've got pumpkin painting this year. We've got Fairyland Forest makeovers. We've got panning for gems. Our rock climbing wall is always open. We've also got our Birds of Prey show, which is going to be the first 3 weekends in October.
Rocktoberfest begins tomorrow and continues every weekend through October 30th. For a schedule of events, follow the links from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.